ZLK Mobile.
Good morning, Shane. Let me turn this radio down in here. How's your day going, sir, in 0TR?
That was quick on the draw there. I'm doing well. How are you?
Was backing out of the driveway, and the microphone was right near my knee. So, doing good. Oh, the neighbor's got some beautiful flowers out there in front of his house. We're headed for Spartanburg to Sam's or Costco. I don't know. I just do what the War Department tells me. She's here with me.
Hi, Shane.
Hope you're well. And I'm sorry you have to spend all day with him, but I know sometimes that's your only option.
I say it happens. You said that the bell rang on my phone, email, but it could be like the one at the end of a boxing match there, ding. Oh, got to pick up some stuff for the daughter, Shane, and pick up some stuff for us. I don't even know what we're going after. When you get to be our age, it's just to get out and go for a ride, you know?
Understand. I even do it at my age. Sometimes we'll just get out and take a drive into the mountains, or which we don't have far to go where we live. It's really nice. We can turn out and we can avoid traffic and just go for a drive. Especially in the fall, we're looking forward to that.
I remember why I had my hand down towards the mic? I was going to call Chad. I didn't know it until after I checked in last night. I know he'd been sounding kind of stuffed up and not as energetic as usual. And he's got the COVID. And my gracious, I hate to hear that.
Heard him a couple times. It sounded like he got hit pretty hard. I heard Anna last night calling the Pickens County emergency net, and she sounded good. I'm not sure if she got it or not, but she sounded pretty normal. So hopefully she's over it as well.
Vaccinated, so hopefully that prevents him from getting it too bad. But Chad said he just had no energy at all, and usually he's just exuberant with energy and out there helping everybody. And it was sad to hear that he caught that stupid stuff. God, I hope I don't get that. They say it's just a matter of time before everybody gets it.
It is. It's kind of like all the other things out there. Just some people miss them, but for the most part, sometimes we get them and don't even know it. It just doesn't hit our bodies like it hits other people. But I don't want it. I don't wish it on anybody.
Pretty serious heart problem, and then I've had four lung surgeries or so, and it would not be good at all for me to get it. And Bernice's got a couple of stents in there, but I got congestive heart failure, and I just don't want that stuff along with having previous lung problems. Oh, I had to be knocked out here once last week for a small surgical procedure. I'm telling you, it made me sicker than a dog.
Anesthesia is not fun. I mean, I'm glad we have it, because the alternative would be terrible, but it can make you feel pretty bad, as you know, especially coming out of it.
I was on the way home, and I did. I got sick. But the daughter took us down there to have a biopsy done. And, wow, did I get sick. We stopped at Wendy's and got a junior, and they're not even cheeseburgers anymore, I don't think. And that lasted for about a mile. But usually, I didn't used to get sick from those. And the last two times that I've had any kind of anesthetic, I've gotten pretty bad sick and had a terrible sinus headache all day, what felt like a sinus headache. When I had that pain management shot in the back a couple of months ago, same thing happened. So I noticed some of that deadening solution had lidocaine in it. And I know when Bernice, the doctor, prescribed some patches here a while back, when she put those on my back, I broke out, so I quit using them and went back to the Walmart stuff, thorium capsation, and they don't. So I just wonder if it's what's in them shots, because they knocked me out with some Versed, and then they introduced fentanyl for pain as needed during those procedures, usually. And then you forget about them afterwards. They're an amnesiac or something. So I don't know. Maybe something in them shots makes me sick.
Roadkill, Tom.
Oh, roadkill. You get it fresh, is there, Shane?
Fresh. Hey, Tom, I'm sure you know this, but you've had more than your share of that anesthesia, I'm sure, in your lifetime. Sometimes we build up allergies, just like we build up immunity. Other times we can build up allergies. This morning I'm going to drop down in a hole and lose a bit, and then you and Bernice be careful. Have a good day, and I'll turn it back to you.
Found it.
You're getting a little scratchy there. Great to hear you this morning. You take care and be safe, most of all. Gabriel, there you go, making them smart remarks. How you doing?
I'm just going to pick it up a vehicle. It needs to be fixed. There was somebody over there with a comment. Go ahead. Okay, before I see Mama.
Good evening, Tom. This is Kayla. Not good evening. Good morning, Tom. This is KO4WWZ. I haven't talked to you in a while. And Gabriel, it's good to hear you on the radio as well. I didn't get your call sign yet.
Gabriel, I got a telephone call from the daughter here. She wants me to pick up some stuff, so I'll catch you later. 73-0-TR, Claire.
Everyone needs to say hi. Yeah, the call sign is King Victor 4 Nancy Charlie.
Look at that. Well, I was going to speak with Tom, but I guess he don't like me today. How are you doing, Gabriel?
Can't complain, really. We're still alive. We're still kicking. It's not that hot outside, so I guess we're good for this side.
Right, well, I just got off technically a night shift from work, and I believe I'm going to head to the house and eat me some food and relax and do some ham radio stuff. You have a good day. I'll talk to y'all. I'll be back on here later.
Anyways, I'm going to be here for a while, so. Thanks for stopping by, and I hear you back later. That's KB4NC Mobile.